这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国是神加利的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合时，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也同他同被建造，成为神界的圣灵居住的所在，渐渐成为主的圣殿。这是一句很特别的话。原来的意思说，渐渐长成一个在主里的圣殿。
Original context says it rises to become a holy temple.
我们从来没有看见会长的房子，对不对
？You never see a building that actually grows.
圣殿、殿和家就是一个字。
And the word temple is the same word as household.
只有这一个殿它是长大的。
Yeah, only this temple will grow.
渐渐长成为主的圣殿。
It gradually grows up and to become the temple of the Lord.
我们读诗篇一百三十三篇。
Let's read on Psalms 133.
Verses 1, 2, 3. 我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
看哪，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美，正好比那贵重的油冲到亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟，又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，直到永远。我们再读希伯来书第三章。
Let's read Hebrews chapter
3. 一节到六节。
Verses 1 to 6.
同梦天照的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为实则为大祭司的耶稣，他为那设立他的敬宗，如同摩西在神的全家敬宗一样，他比摩西的更配多的荣耀，好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣，因为房屋都必有人建造，但建造万物的就是神。摩西为仆人在神的全家诚然敬忠，为要证明将来被传说的事，但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可跨的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是神的家了。最后的一节说，在基督为儿子治理神的家。
Verse 6 says, but Christ is faithful as the son over God's house.
治理这个字原本就是权柄。
And the word over means rules over.
但这个是个动词。
This is a verb.
所以翻作掌权。
He reigns in the house.
但基督为儿子掌权于神的家。
Christ as the son of God rules over his household.
我们若加个可跨的盼望，坚胆量坚持到底。
If we hold on to our courage and the hope,
原文他说我们就是这个家。
Then we are this household.
我们就是这个家。
We are his house.
提摩太前书三章。
First Timothy chapter 3.
提前三章十五到十六节。
Let's read First Timothy chapter 3 verses 15 and 16.
倘若我但愿日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行，这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基，大在敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被天使称义，被天使看见，被传与外邦，被世人信服，被接待荣耀里的。这里说到大在敬虔的奥秘。
And here says, great is the mystery of godliness.
他说，神的家，这家就是永生神的教会。
And this house is the living, the God of the living.
这要不然说，这家就是活神的教会。
And this is the church of the living God.
活神的教会。
It's the living God.
真理的柱石和根基。
The pillar and foundation.
叫做大在敬虔的奥秘。
He said, great is the mystery of the God.
无人不以为然。
And this is beyond all question.
就是神在肉身显现。
Which is God appeared in a body.
被圣灵称义。
And vindicated by the Spirit.
被天使看见。
And seen by angels.
被传于外邦。
And proclaimed and preached among nations.
被世人信服。
And be lived on in the world.
被接在荣耀里。
And was taken up in glory.
今天我们是那个 Walnut 的那个第一次的公开的见证，教会的见证。
This is the first public testimony of the ministry of one.
我们要问个大的问题，到底什么叫做教会？
So our question should be, what is the church?
教会的意义是什么？
What is the meaning of church?
教会的实际是什么？
What is the reality of church?
教会不是个教堂。
Church is not a building.
这个英文很麻烦，因为这个教堂和教会是一个字。
In English, both are the same words.
我们知道教会不是那个建筑物。
We know church is not a building.
教会不是一个组织。
It's not an organization.
教会不是一个特别的说法。
It's not a special saying.
教会也认住也不是我们这么多人在这里就是教会。
And not just you and me here either.
教会的意义很深广。
And the significance of church is very great.
在里面一个很主要的意义。
Yeah, one main significance.
教会就是神的家。
Is that church is the household of God?
那我们要问神的家到底是什么呢？
Then we'll say, what is household of God?
神的家的实际是什么呢？
What is the reality of God's household?
刚才我们读的神的话。
And we just read.
在以弗所二章十九节到二十二节。
In Ephesians chapter 2 verses 19 to 22.
神的家是一个生命。
It talks about the house of God is a life.
神的家是个伟大的属灵生命。
And it's a great spiritual life.
什么地方摸着这个伟大的生命？
Whenever you feel and touch this great life,
我们就摸着神的家。
That means we have touched the household of God.
诗篇一百三十三篇。
Psalms 133.
神的家是什么？
Talk about the meaning of God's house.
神的家就是弟兄的爱。
God's house means brotherly love.
什么时候我们看见弟兄的爱？
Whenever you see brotherly love.
神的家就在这个地方。
Then you see God's house.
希伯来书三章一到六节。
In Hebrews 3:16,
神的家是什么？
It talks about the meaning of God's house.
神的家就是神的儿子掌权。
Which means a place where God's son rules.
什么地方我们看见神的儿子掌权？
Whenever you see God's son rule.
那个地方就有神的家。
That means at God's house.
最后在以弗所第三章。
Lastly, in Ephesians chapter 3.
神的家的最伟大的意义。
In 1 Timothy chapter 3.
究竟神的家是什么？
It talks about the greatest meaning of God's house.
神的家的实际是什么？
What's the reality of God's house here?
大在金钱的奥秘。
That great is the mystery.Of the godliness,
无人不以为然
this beyond all question,
就是神在肉身显现
which is when God appears in a body.
神的家就是神在肉身显现
so God's house means you see God appears in body.
什么时候我们看见神在肉身显现
whenever we see God appears in flesh,
我们就看见神的家在这里
that means that's the house of God.
这件事情太大了
and this is a great thing.
耶稣基督是第一个神在肉身显现
Jesus was the very first example of God appearing in a body.
今天我们在耶稣基督里面神又从我们的肉身显现。
Now today through you and me, our bodies, God can appear again.
是从神的肉身显现。
As long as God appears in the flesh,
都要被圣灵称义。
Will be vindicated by His Holy Spirit.
都要被天使看见。
And will be seen by angels.
都要被传于外邦。
And will be preached among nations.
都要被世人信服。
And will be believed on in the world.
都要被接在荣耀里。
And will be all taken up in glory.
我们第一要来看神的家是个生命。
So we gotta know, first meaning of God's house is that it's a life.
是伟大的属灵生命。
It's a great spiritual life.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都是蒙恩得救的人。
We are all saved.
我们重生是我们共同的经历。
We all have this common experience, which is born again.
什么是重生
？What does it mean by being born again?
我们重生的时候，我们都在这个同样的一个经历。
The moment you and I were born again, we all experienced the same thing.
我们里面得到了安息。
It's first that we receive this peace.
我们再也不觉得人生虚空了。
We don't feel vanity of life anymore.
我们再不感觉人生的流荡了。
We don't feel we are wandering around the world without
direction. 我们再不受罪恶的辖制了。
We're no longer in the bondage of sin.
我们也不受世界的辖制了。
Or this world.
我们的心得到安息了。
First, our heart finds peace.
你知道什么叫做安息？
You know what does peace mean?
安息，特别是家的一个记号。
And that's the particular sign of household.
没有家的人没有安息。
If you have your home, then you have peace.
没有家，光一个房子没有安息。
If you only have a building, you don't have peace.
家才是个安息。
Only when you are in your home, you have peace.
我们进入神的家。
When we enter into God's house.
我们遇见耶稣基督了。
And we meet with the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们第一个经历就是安息了。
The first experience we will have is to have peace.
弟兄姊妹们，我们遇见主，我们就在神的家里了。
Therefore, once we encounter the Lord face to face, that means we're immediately in His house.
圣灵重生了我们。
Once we're born again through the Spirit,
把我们重生在基督的里面。
We were born again into Christ.
圣灵重生了我们。
Once the Holy as he gave birth to us.
同时也把我们重生在神的家里。
At the same time, we're born in God's house.
神的家不是外面的。
We are not talking about external things.
耶稣基督和神的家永远不能分开的一件事。
Jesus Christ is always the same as the house of God.
我们在基督里，我们就在神的家里。
As long as we're in Christ Jesus, that means we are in God's house.
圣灵重生了我。
We are born through the Holy Spirit.
跟我们一同有份于神的生命。
So we all share this life of God.
所以我们称为神的儿女。
Therefore, we can be called children of God.
圣灵重生了我。
Once the Holy Spirit gave birth to me.
我们有份于耶稣基督的伟大生命。
We partake in this great life of Jesus Christ.
所以我们成为弟兄姐妹。
Therefore, we call each other brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在是弟兄姐妹、啊、
Indeed, we are brothers and sisters.
在世界上的兄弟姐妹。
And brothers and sisters of the world.
那因为同有有同样的父母，对不对
？Because they share the same parents.
他们也是出一个生命啊。
Because they came out from the same flesh life.
这有关系，直到我们肉身生命结束就没有了。
But that relationship ends when the body decays and dies.
在主里的弟兄姐妹。
Yet when if we are brothers and sisters in the Lord.
我们的关系是永远的。
Our relationship will be eternal.
我们和主的关系怎样是永远的
Also our relationship with the Lord is eternal
我们的彼此的关系也是永远的
Same way with our relationship with one another
有的时候一个弟兄看不惯另外一个弟兄
If you don't like a particular brother
我弟兄你要小心哦
I said well brother be careful don't let that be
看不惯不几十年呢
If you really don't like a brother that's just a lifetime
到了永远的里头你可受罪了
The problem is you're going to be his brother forever in eternity
但是实在的主刚好安排你跟他还是在一起的
Well maybe you're going to live with him forever in eternity
你看得惯看得惯，看不惯也是看得惯。
Whether you like or not, he's your brother.
地上的弟兄姐妹看不惯还不要紧啊。
And brother and sister in the worldly term.
啊，我这个年龄看见多少肉身兄弟姐妹跟我没有关系的一样，没有爱。
Matter little, because I've seen a lot of true brothers and sisters by blood relationship. They don't talk to each other.
主里的弟兄姐妹不一样。
But it is different if we are brother and sister in the Lord.
我们共有一个生命。
Because we all share the same life.
这个生命太伟大。
And this is a great life.
不比聚会。
Like we just had the meeting of breaking of bread.
一个饼在这里传递。
We saw this one bread being passed around.
你这么一点。
We were only this one little piece.
我吃这么一点。
And so are you.
有一次我看一个新手新弟兄在我旁边把饼一下不吃一半的。
One time I sent it to next to this new Christian. He took a big piece out of the bread.
不需要那么大，不需要那么大。
So I immediately advised him that、oh, don't have to take that big a chunk.
一点就可以了。
A little bit will be fine.
过会儿我们弟兄会讲那个不饼的意义的。
And later on, our brother will share with you what's the meaning of the bread.
我都吃下这么一块。
You and I all partake through this little piece.
从这拿出来。
If you want to take it out.
忍就这个完整的饼。
And put it together, it's one big bread together.
我们都从主的生命里面。
Means we all come from the same life of the Lord.
浸义为圣灵
We are baptized in the same spirit
饮义为圣灵
We drink up from the same spirit
就成了一个身体
And we become one body
所以这个地上的兄弟姐妹完全不一样
It's so different from the brotherly and sisters in this worldly term
我可以到世界任何地方去
I can travel around the world any place
并且各种各样不同的民族
And I see different races
跟我完全不同皮肤的人
They have different skin color from mine
你碰到一个信耶稣基督的人
But as long as they believe in Jesus Christ
你不知道这个心里有多么爱他
I rejoice together
特别在外地
Especially when you travel outside
特别你住在不同的人中间的
Especially when you live among other races
不是说一个弟兄有多甜美
It is so sweet to encounter a Christian brother
所有的间隔都没有了
You feel there's no division between you
所有的陌生都没有没有了
you don't feel stranger anymore.
跨过了种族
It's like we cross beyond the division of races.
跨过了最大的不同
And the big difference was nothing.
Yeah, 坐在白人中间，坐在黑人中，你们去过黑人的聚会吗
Have you gone to a black people's congregation?
Yeah, 黑人聚会那个有一件事情好，他们爱主啊，那个力量啊。
They really love the Lord with such a power.
这跟我们不同的。
They were really, they're different from us.
哈利路亚，你们房顶都掀掉的。
When they shout out hallelujah, you feel the roof was shaken.
大家都呼喊起来的声音啊。
When they shout out together, it was really great.
这个弟兄讲道啊。
And when they preached,
没有办法讲啊。
He couldn't preach to the point.
讲就怎么讲 ？Amen.
So every sentence he said, he will end with amen.
声音比讲道人还大了。
And because the congregation was amen so loud,
一直提高声音了。
So the speaker had continued to increase his voice level.
他没办法。
At the end, he couldn't do it anymore.
再喊阿门，我不讲了。
He said, But if you continue by shouting out Amen, I can't preach anymore. But that's the way they are. And that's the way they were made by the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, a household is not that we share the same common fleshly life, but because we all have the Lord's life. I used to travel a lot. One time I went to this American family. I lived with them for 2 months. Every day we were together. I ate their food. It really wasn't that tasty. I lived their lifestyle. I wasn't used to it. But they thought I was fine. We were together. 1 month passed.
Brother Newman,
they said, oh, Brother Newman, that's his name, that he had no homesick. I didn't respond to that kind of comment. Well, because it takes forever to explain. Because the more I talk, the more comments were made.
Homesick的.
So look at that guy, he has no homesick. One day I finally spoke.
你们想想看, 天下哪有人没有homesick的?
I said, think about it. Who doesn't have homesick?
没有homesick就不是个正常的人.
It will be abnormal if you don't have
homesick. 我怎么没有homesick?
I said, of course I'm homesick.
Homesick必须要表现在外面吗?
But do I have to show it?
大家不讲话了.
Everybody was quiet.
我以后再不要讲我没有homesick啊.
I said, don't ever make a comment like that.
等我回到我家里面.
Oh, finally I return home.
自己床比你们的床好.
I said, my bed is better than your bed. My sofa wasn't as good as yours. My food may not be as nutritious as yours. But whenever I go back to my little home, I feel peace. My children will surround me. They don't have to say anything. I feel peace. Because that's the home. And nothing can replace the feeling of the home. On the other hand, when I'm with Christian brothers, that's also my home. We were filled by the Spirit together. They all got up in the morning and prayed together.
New York City.
They had 7 assemblies in the city of New York.
就跟着他们七个教会跑,
so I traveled among these 7 cities.
那时候真是把自己家忘记了,
and I really forgot my own home after a while.
各种各样的弟兄姊妹, 那么可爱的,
because I met with all these wonderful brothers and sisters.
大家是不比的时候的自己家,
especially when we were in the breaking bread meeting, you really felt you were at home.
一直祷告的时候,
especially when we prayed together. When we together received the Holy Spirit.
大的合一的不是地上的家能代替了,
that is a great unity which cannot be replaced by a home on earth. So what is God's house? And it is a great spiritual life. What is our responsibilities in
Walmart?
Is to bring this great life to here and let people meet with the Lord and be born again, enter into God's house and live in this great life of the Lord and pursue this eternal life of Jesus Christ. And this is the testimony of a God's house. Psalms 133 says, it talks about the meaning of God's house again. It talks about when you see brotherly love.
Yeah, brotherly love, 这句话是太大句话,
and this is a great phrase.
圣经里也特别一个名词,
and it's a special term used in the Bible.
教会一直中间, 弟兄的爱, 这句话太有名了,
and this is a famous saying in the history of church.
一起叫 brotherly love,
whenever you talk about brotherly love,
不尽的那个惊心动魄的见证,
and then you will hear a lot of stories related to it.
你讲到弟兄的爱,
when you talk about brotherly love,
不仅那么感动人心的那个见证,
there'll be countless heart moving stories behind it.
这爱是地上没有的,
and because this is love not of the world.
这叫做弟兄的爱.
What does it mean by to have brotherly love?
弟兄的爱就是耶稣基督的爱.
And that's the love of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的爱表现在 我们中间的时候,
when the love of Jesus Christ manifests among our relationship with one another,
叫弟兄的爱,
that's the brotherly love.
女权高升的时代,
not a woman, feminist, they were,
lady 要不服气, 问我说, 为什么弟兄的爱, 妹姐妹的爱呢?
They might complain, how come you talk of brotherly love, not sisterly love?
我告诉你啊, 英文里头没有brotherly这句话, 是为了这句话造出来的。
Brotherly love actually creates specifically for this purpose in the Bible. You don't see sisterly love in the Bible. You only see brotherly love.
在主的真理里面呢。
It's related to the truth of the Lord.
教会都是弟兄，你知道吧？
All entire church is brother.
主的眼中看每一个神的儿女都是弟兄啊。
Every person in the God's house in the eyes of the Lord is brothers.
活在地上代表主。
When we live on earth, we represent Him.
都是弟兄。
So we are all brothers.
到主面前去。
When we come to the Lord,
跪在主面前。
We kneel before the Lord.
都是姐妹。
We suddenly all become sisters.
男的只有主耶稣基督是男的。
At that moment, only Jesus Christ was the only man, only male.
大家都爱他。
Because we all love him.
对不对？我们都在一个地位上。
At that time, we stand on the same position.
说弟兄的爱。
Here, talk about the brotherly love.
就是圣徒的爱。
That talks about the love among saints.
因为耶稣基督在里面。
It's because Jesus Christ was within us.
耶稣基督的爱才会为弟兄舍命啊。
It's only the kind of love Jesus had can help us to die for us as brothers.
133篇就专一讲到弟兄的爱。
133 talk about specifically brotherly love.
最后一个爱，地上没有的。
And this is a love that you cannot find on the world.Here says, brothers live in unity.
何等的善，何等的美。
How good and pleasant it is.
他就说和一般的善和美不一样的。
It is different from the regular good and pleasant we talk about.
马上他就说到贵重的油。
It talks about it's like precious oil.
像好像贵重的油。
It is like precious oil.
压松压冷的头。
Pour down the head.
流到胡须。
Onto the beard.
一直流到他的衣襟。
And onto the collar of his robes.
贵重的膏油。
It is precious oil.
圣经里面是提到圣灵来说的。
It talks about the Holy Spirit.
说圣灵的标号。
Precious oil means Holy Spirit.
新约圣经明说圣灵的膏油，贵重的膏油就是圣灵。
In the New Testament, it talks specifically that precious oil is the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督为我们升天了。
Jesus ascended into heaven for us.
为我们进入荣耀了。
Enter into glory for us.
当他进入荣耀的时候。
When he enters into the glory.
用贵重的油膏他。
God poured down this precious oil upon him.
用圣灵来膏他。
That means God poured down the Holy Spirit upon him.
现在地位不一样了。
So he was different.
他进入荣耀。
He entered into glory.
他是教会的荣耀。
He was the head of the glorious church.
我们是他的身体。
We were his body.
他是我们荣耀的元首。
And he's our glorious head.
所以圣灵膏他。
Therefore, God poured down the Holy Spirit upon him.
为我们承受圣灵无限量。
So Jesus, on our behalf, received Holy Spirit without limitation.
到了五旬节那一天。
Onto the day of Pentecost.
耶稣基督把圣灵倾倒在教会身上。
Jesus then poured down the Holy Spirit onto his church.
一批120个人都被圣灵充满了。
The first batch of 120 people were filled by the Holy Spirit.
再一次他把圣灵膏3000人。
And next time when he poured down the Holy Spirit was onto 3000 people.
再一次他把圣灵膏5000人。
And then 5000 people.
这不是说到此为止了。
And it did not stop then.
五旬节。
Pentecost.
这说到一个开始。
It was just the beginning.
二千年五旬节一直不停的。
In the following 2000 years or so, it continued his work.
我们现在都活在五旬节日子。
You and I are still living in that period.
二千年来圣灵膏了数不尽的弟兄姊妹们。
In the past 2000 some years, Holy Spirit has anointed so many brothers and sisters.
也在我们教会里面搞了多少弟兄姊妹们。
And also many brothers and sisters among us we have received.
不到两个月我们就要夏令会了。
Within 2 months, we shall have a summer conference.
夏令会中有一天我们的受圣灵的时候。
And there's a particular meeting where we focus on the receiving of the Holy Spirit.
没有一次主向我们施行的。
And the Lord has been faithful every year.
多少圣灵而已受圣灵了。
Many brothers and sisters received his anointment.
主的工作人就在这里。
Because the Lord's work continues.
主一直要用圣灵膏他的儿女。
He will continue to pour his anointment onto his children.
有些什么地方有弟兄的爱。
Whenever you see there's brotherly love,
什么地方特别显出贵重的膏油
that is the place specifically you will see the precious oil.
从亚伦的头
from the head of Aaron,
耶稣基督升天是我们荣耀的头
that speaks of Jesus Christ, the glorious head, running down to the beard,
一直流到他的衣襟
and to the color of his robe,
已经在衣服的最边的地方
and to the sides of his robe.
我们远那么远的那个那边的人
And even we are in the distance.
我们信徒这和主一点关系都没有的人。
It's like we have nothing to do with the Lord.
都在一起受圣灵了。
We can all receive the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ.
多奇妙的日子。
What a marvelous moment that will be.
多奇妙的经历。
And what a marvelous experience that will be.
当我们一个虚肉的人受圣灵了。
When a fleshly body receives the Holy Spirit.
贵重的油。
That precious oil.
下面说又像露从黑门甘露降在西安。
In Psalms 136 says, it will be as if the dew of Hermon falling on Mount Zion.
在这里有耶和华所命令的福。 就是永远生命。
For there the Lord bestows His blessing, even life forevermore.
什么叫做黑门甘露？
What does it mean by the dew of Hermon?
露在圣经里面说到恩典。
Dew speaks of grace.
特别是到耶稣基督的恩典。
Especially the grace of Jesus Christ.
你知道露。这是不可以少，太宝贵的。
Dew is very precious and it cannot be without.
那个什么时候露降下来？
Whenever you see dew comes in.
都在天呢，快亮还没有亮的时候。
It always coming in the early morning before dawn.
露降了。
And you see dews appear.
滋润地上一切这个长出来的生命。
And nourish all the life on earth.
你问那个植物学家，他知道地上所有东西长出来呀。
And you ask people that are knowing about gardening.
不能缺少露水的。
Knowing the importance of dew.
两个东西好像没人不大注意的。
There are two things we don't pay too much attention to.
冬天的霜。
One is the frost in winter.
夏天的露。
One is dew in summer.
这植物生长所必须的。
Those are two necessary things for the plants to grow.
露水降下来。
When the dews come down.
所有生命长得这么欣欣向荣的。
All life will grow well.
一片庄稼都长起来了。
And it will be harvested one day.
我们看见一片青翠的野色。
Look around, so green.
主的恩典在我们中间。
And that tells us that's the grace of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
一个走路的人。
For someone who walks.
特别走夜路的人。
Especially someone who travels at night.
走路的人需要这个露水啊。
They need dews.
因为到了天要亮还没有亮的时候。
Because right before the sun comes out.
那是一个人最疲乏、最困倦的时候了。
And that would be the most weary hour.
那个露水降下来。
And when the dew comes.
人看不见了。
You may not be able to see them.
人听不见。
Neither can you hear their coming.
不知不觉地降下来了。
But they come without noticing.
走夜路的人精神爽快起来了。
And then give you strength, make you feel better when you travel at that hour.
疲倦都是恢复了。
It's like your weariness was decreased.
用手在自己头上摸一摸。
And you feel your hair.
头发都滋润了，都湿了的。
You feel the wetness.
露水不知不觉降在我们头上了。
And without knowing, it comes upon us.
这个叫做耶稣基督的恩典。
And that's the kind of grace Jesus has for us.
不像风的一样。
It doesn't blow us like strong wind.
也不像雨那么一样。
Or rain.
在我们不知不觉当中。
It comes without notifying.
主的恩典在里头，营养我们。
Without knowing, we're nurtured by His grace.
加给我们力量。
We're strengthened by Him.
我们经过很多的艰难。
Enable us to go through trials.
我们经过很多的征战
going through many battles
不知不觉主的恩典在我们当中
without knowing we are experiencing His grace
弟兄的爱是个根基
and the foundation of that is the brotherly love
耶和华说命令你父直到永远
He says there the Lord bestows His blessing even life forevermore
但是我们不得机会
like we just had the meeting of breaking of bread
一个很有名的故事
There was a famous story about it
在英国一个弟兄
in England there was this Christian brother
他一生当中活在仇恨里面。
He lived pretty much in hatred all the days of his life.
为什么仇恨呢
？Why was he in hatred？
他的父亲被另外一个人杀死的。
Because his father was murdered by another person.
一生他一个活着的就是为了一件目标就找那个人。
Therefore, the sole purpose of his life is to find that killer.
找到那个人要替他父亲报仇啊。
So that he can revenge what happened to his dad.
他宁愿把自己的命摆上了，跟他拼命啊。
He was willing to sacrifice his own life in order to kill that person.
多少年都找不到他。
But he was not successful for many years.
有一天他被救了。
One day he was saved.
他重生了。
He was born again.
他成为一个弟兄了。
He became a Christian brother.
心里火热向着主了。
He's fire. There is light of love fire in his heart for the Lord.
忘记了那个仇恨了。
So to a point he forgot about.So first time he went to the meeting of the breaking of bread. The moment he sat down,
麻烦了，他发现旁边一个人就是那个仇敌的。
He then suddenly realized the guy sitting next to him was the killer.
找了他二十年找不到了。
He's been looking for him for 20 some years.
在主的桌这边坐在我旁边呢。
Now he finally found him, but it's by the table, Lord's table.
仇恨通通升起来了，
是吧？ So all his hatred.Came out.
找了你二十年杀你啊
I've been looking for you for 20 years trying to get your life
报仇啊
to revenge for my father.
怎么回事？你今天你坐在我旁边呢
And now you're just sitting right next to me.
两件事
There are two things.
一件事，他也变成个弟兄了
First is that this killer has become a Christian too.
这个谁叫你信主的吧
So why did you become a Christian?
兄弟，我跟你信主了都是麻烦的
It's going to be very difficult for me to deal with the Christian.
第二件不错，他也不必聚会了。
Secondly, well, that wasn't bad. This Christian actually come to the meeting of the breaking of bread.
机会要抢坐第一排了，知道吧？
So when you come to a meeting like that, sit on the first row.
谁坐第一排呀？爱主多一点了。
Because you receive God's love more. It's not a truth. This is my experience.
大家都坐第一排，知道吧？
Well, I encourage you to sit front row.
需要在后面。
Don't sit in the back row.
前面空好的位置呢，因为后面去。
And let there be a lot of empty seats in front.
这是我们中国人的麻烦。
But that's our habit as the Chinese.
啊，这里机会小，机会大的时候，前几排没人坐，后面坐的挤挤的。
And this is a small place. It's not that obvious. But some bigger place that you have a lot of people packed in the back, but the front rows were empty.
白皮肤人、黑皮肤人都没这个习惯的。
But you don't see that among black or Caucasian
congregations. 中国人到处都一样。
But Chinese have this kind of habit.
比如说，你们再在前面空这几排。
One time I said, if you allow these seats to be vacant again,
我就跟你们讲，儿童班就到。
Then I would just teach like some children Sunday school.
你们知不知道主耶稣的马槽里啊？
Do you know that Jesus was born in the manger?
谁叫你躲在后面去的
？Why did you hide in the back?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
神的家呀
，In the house of God.Where we come to the meeting of breaking bread. We know the Lord died for me. And the guy says, I know he died for me and died for him. I am now part of the bread. So is he the killer. So he stood up. He went to the outside yard. And he went to this big rock and he went behind it to pray. So he said, Lord, I've been looking for this guy for 20 some years. And I swear that I will kill him the moment I find him. And now I found him in the breaking of bread meeting. So he prayed and afterwards he felt hatred was gone.Instead, a heavenly love filled his heart.
耶稣基督舍命的爱。
And that's the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ.
哦，充满在他里面的。
It filled his whole being.
把整个放下了。
So he was willing to let go the hatred. So he went back to the meeting.
完了。
And that was at the end of the meeting.
他看着他那个仇敌，他跟他拉手。
He looked at him and he shook his hand.
你知道我是谁吗
？He said, "Do you know who I am?"
那你是谁啊
？He said, "Who are you?"
我就是神不能的儿子。
I'm the son of Mr. So-and-so.
哇，这个吓得个脸都没人色的人色的。
And that guy was so shocked.
这个要杀我的人啊
！He said, "Oh, he must be after my life."
啊，流流泪了。
And then, but he was in tears. He said, "Don't be afraid."
按照我信主前，我们俩遇见要死一个人。
If I met you before I believe in the Lord, one of us would die.
刚才我出去祷告。
But I went out and prayed just now.
耶稣叫我看见他死的大爱。
And the Lord opened my eyes to see the great love of His death.
他为我死了。
He died for me.
还为你死了。
He also died for you.
今天我和你不再是仇敌了。
Therefore, we are no longer enemies.
不仅是主内的弟兄。
Not only we have become brothers in the Lord.
而且弟兄的爱在我们中间。
And also, there's brotherly love filled in our hearts.
啊，那个弟兄的抱着大哭，对不对
？So that killer embraced him and wept bitterly.
今天我们在主面前相遇了。
And now we have met in the Lord. Otherwise, I would have been killed. That's brotherly love. Beyond our comprehension. And beyond our relationship with man on earth. That we are able to die for our brother. That's the kind of love of Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1 to 6.
什么叫做神的家
It talks about another meaning of God's house.
神的家就是个儿子掌权
God's house is the place where God's son rules.
但基督为儿子
That Christ as the son of God
掌权在神的家中
Over his household.
我们若加着可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底
And if we hold on to our courage and the hope of which we boast.
我们便是这个家
Then we are his house.
什么地方我们遇见神的儿子掌权
Every time when we see the Son of God rules,
这里我们真正遇见神的家
then we know this is the house of God.
而遇见神家的实际
And also we're encountering the reality of His house.
教会都是我们人在一起，对不对
Church is like gathering of saints.
但是最大的一位啊
But the greatest among all
是看不见的主
is the one that's invisible, our Lord.
因为我们这里实在多了
And, but he's more real than us.
不是我们不觉得那么实在的一位，我们为什么来聚会啊
？If we don't feel him being real, why are we here?
怎么可能有教会啊
？How can there be the existence of church?
所以有时候报告说，这个主日我们不止150个人。
And sometimes people say, "Oh, we had a breaking of bread meeting."
如果我听多，我站起来说少了一位。
There are 150 attendants. I said, "No, one should be 151."
老是把主没有算在里面。
Because we always forgot to count.
150人加上主。
150 brothers and sisters plus the Lord.
没有主进来，150人算什么
？Without the Lord, 150 was nothing.
碰到三会算了。
Might as well go home.
耶稣基督在我们当中。
With Jesus Christ being with us.
他不仅在我们当中。
Not only he is among us.
他要掌权治理他的教会。
He more so wants to reign and rule in his house.
教会每一件事往前走。
And so that everything we do forwardly,
都要看见这个儿子掌权。
We have to see that Son of God is ruling.
不是几个人在这里商量事情。
Not just a few people had a meeting and decide upon what to do.
不是几个人在那里殷勤侍奉。
Or just a few people are diligent serving the Lord.
这些都需要的。
Yes, we need these things.
也不是光是几个人在那里热心。
Not just a few people that are zealous for the Lord.
这些也需要的。
Yes, we need have zealous Christians.
但是需要有神儿子在掌权。
But most important, the Son of God has been controlled.
掌权在大事上。
Control on big matters,
掌权在小事上
and controlling small matters,
掌权在最小的事上
even the smallest thing,
这才是神的家
then this is the reality of his house.
神的家就是基督为儿子掌权于神的家
therefore the house of God is where Christ the Son of God over his house and rules.
我们有一个难说法
sometimes we have difficulty like this.
不是我们人的智慧把它对付掉
That sometimes we deal with our own wisdom.
不是把用我们的经验把它对付掉。
Or with relying on our own past experience.
看看有没有神儿子掌权呢。
We have to check whether you see the Son of God rules here.
我们来祷告。
When we pray together.
不是我们把我们的话都祷告出来就完了的。
It's not that we just bring the words and thoughts in our mind and just speak out loud.
我们来祷告。
We come to pray.
我们都带这个心啊。
With the heart.
都准备好。
That's ready.
祷告第一件事情要遇见主。
That ready to meet with the Lord first.
像我们那个，若是插头不插在插头不在插槽里面。
Just like and if we don't plug into the outlet.
不通电你干什么
？Without electricity, the machine won't work.
电扇也不转了，冷气也不冷了。
Neither will aircon work, neither will the fan work.
啊，不能说我这个冷风扇我转了二十年老资格了，没有电也转。
Don't say, oh, I've been a 20-year-old fan. I know how to turn.
试试看，万试万试。不灵的，对不对
Just go ahead and try without plugging the outlet. It won't work.
第二是要通电。
First thing of all is to be plugged in.
我常常跟那信主的弟兄们祷告。
Sometimes I heard new Christians pray.
我要通电啊。
I said, make sure you're connected with the Lord.
听不懂什么叫通电。
She had no idea what that meant.
有一次我家里从前的时候，一个在台湾一个佣人。
And when I was in Taiwan, we had this servant.
从乡下来的。
Came from a suburban area.
第一次看见电话。
And that was first time he or she saw telephone.
他准备好就用这个电话。
And he or she was ready to use the phone.
拿起这个电话正在讲话了。
And pick up the phone. It was ready to talk.
慢慢。
I said, wait a minute.
电话没有通，你怎么讲
？It's not connected. How can you use the phone?
通了。
So what do you mean?
啊，我跟你电话通了。
I said, let me help you.
拿起电话这啊，这声音了。
If it's connected, you hear this dial tone.
你现在知道了，可以拨号码了。
When you hear the tone, that means you are ready to dial.
电话要通了才行啊。
First, and make sure it's connected.
拿起电话来就马上讲话。
You cannot just pick up the phone and try to talk.
可能就是我们祷告，就像他一样。
But many times when we pray, we're like the phone. We'll kneel down and start making all these speech.
祷告完了，奉耶稣基督的名阿门。
Once we ended, we just say in Jesus' name, Amen, and walked away.
我讲你刚才祷告什么记得吧
？I said, Do you remember what you just said?
根本不记得了。
Of course not.
你不记得，神也不记得了。
I said, Well, neither will God remember what you said.
你要求主答应你祷告嘞。
You want God to answer your prayer? Make sure you're first connected with him.
在我里面通了才行啊。
Make sure the Lord is within you and connected with you.
你怎么通啊？我说这个很简单，你电话没人回答，对不对
？I said, how do you get connected? He said, well,
因为我们不是乡下人，拿电话就知道通不通，对不对
？We're no uneducated person. We know when that phone is connected.
你到主面前来。
Come to the Lord.
很快你就知道你都通了没有了。
Once you start waiting on the Lord, you will know whether you're connected or not.
你不通过两次才知道什么叫通了。
Oh, you only have experience of being connected with the Lord, you will understand it.
不通的时候，那都是不通啊。
And when you feel disconnected, you surely feel disconnected. It's like whatever you say was useless.
先要我在里面和主的关系弄对了才行啊。
First of all, make sure we're in the right relationship with the Lord.
你都通了才行啊。
We have to be connected.
那我每一句话都讲到主的耳朵去了。
So that every sentence we make will go to His ear.
讲到主的心中去了。
And right into His heart.
我们每一件事要耶稣基督掌权在我们的里面。
Let Jesus rule in every matter in our life.
有一次我到一个地方去。
One time I went to this place.
他们在盖会所。
They were building a church building.
盖了一半停下来停工。
And they stopped the construction halfway.
钱赶跟不上去。
Because they did not have enough money.
他们信心蛮大的，钱没准备好，也赚带了。
They were people of great faith. They started even without enough money.
但是停下来了。
But to a point they had to stop.
那个弟兄是大财主。
And there was this Christian brother among them was very rich.
他的女儿呢是个童工。
And his daughter was a minister.
那个时候呢，让病回到那个地方来，在家里养病。
And then she was sick and went home that during that time.
我去了。
So I went to the meeting.
几个长老来找我交通了。
A few elders came to share with me.
你要去看那个姊妹的病，对不对
？He said, "Brother, are you going to visit that female coworker?"
我是啊。
I said, "Yeah."
他说你以为看见那个老弟兄，对不对
？And suddenly you're going to see her father, right?
我对呀。
I said, "Yeah."
那你呀，把我们的会所现在没有钱了，给他提一下。
So can you make some mention to the fact that we're kind of without money now?
他也该奉献的呀。
It's about time for him to offer.
话都对的。
What they said was correct.
对的钱对他来说牛身上拔个毛。
The amount of money they were lack of was really nothing to their rich brother.
我坏了坏了坏了。
I said, well, no, that's bad.
他怎么回来的？
They said, why?
你们不讲啊，我可能提起来了。
I said, well, if you didn't remind me, I probably mentioned it by accident. But now you ask me to do it, I won't do it.
怎么会这样呢？
They said, why are you like that?
提一下呀。
Just mention it briefly.
那个老弟兄可以给你面子的了。
Because he likes you, he will do it.
他对你很好，感情很好，就会听你话的了。
He was your friend, he will do it for you.
不是我建议你们的。
I said, here's my suggestion.
把祷告聚会要搬到他家里去祷告算了。
Why don't you move the prayer meeting to his living room then?
不要祷告主听了，祷告他听好了。
Why don't you use the prayer meeting and tell me what you need?
谁叫你会我提了一下，我完了，我不会再提起来的。
Well, since you asked me to do this, I will not even mention a word about it later.
后悔是要为了主，为了主提啥？
Please, for the Lord's sake, mention it.
我去看了回来了。
I went to visit them and came back.
你在等着我。
And these few brothers were waiting.
你见到他了？
I said, well, did you see that? Yeah.
你们提起来？
Did you mention about me?
我没有提，他提了。
I said, I didn't, but he did.
哦，感谢主，感谢主，他们说他提了。
I said, oh, that's great, praise the Lord.
哦，你们不要感谢主。
I said, don't give thanks yet.
哦，他提了。
He mentioned it.
他是个有钱人呢，不要人给他的面子，是吧？
He was a rich man and he likes to be honored.
这好像教会的财政里的问题啊。
He said, I heard there seems to be some trouble in the finance of the church.
教会没有问题。
I said, well, there's never a problem in church.
我听说经济有点困难啊。
And I heard that they have financial shortage.
我教会经济从来没困难。
I said, that's not true. God's church will never have financial problems.
我听说现在停工啊。
He said, I heard that you guys stopped the construction.
过几天就会开工的。
I said, well, they will start soon in the future.
哦，下面呢，他说，那么几个弟兄说。
So these brothers have been. 下面
就回来了。
I said, then I said goodbye and left.
啊，这个弟兄都是丧气的，都是。
So they feel so bad. What?
好不容易就给你提起来了，你怎么讲这些话呢
？So finally he mentioned this issue to you. Why don't you say something nice?
我建议你们呢、啊，你们去祷告给他听就好了。
Well, I said that's why I said might as well just move your prayer meeting.
把他当做你们的神好了。
To treat him as your God, might as well.
主不能治理嘛。
Because apparently God's not ruling in the town.
小小的会所盖起来了。
It's a small building.
我们感恩的聚会呀、啊。
And one time there was this small building being built up. In the meeting of Thanksgiving, we all were in tears. And we said, look, this small building in front of us. It's not just a physical building. It's a testimony. To testify that our God is a living God. And our God is alive.
主管我们的事
and the Lord takes care of our business the Lord rules in our lives rules over everything
每一次主掌权
every time when he rules
就看见神的家在这里
and you see the reality of God's house
神的家就是基督为儿子掌权是他的家中
God's house is where the Son of God Jesus Christ rules
以弗所第三章
that's in Ephesians 1 Timothy chapter 3
是最伟大的圣经
First Timothy chapter 3, the greatest passage here.
这家就是活神的教会。
He says this house is the church of the living God.
真理的柱石和根基。
The pillar and foundation of the truth.
大在金钱的奥秘。
How great is the mystery of the
godliness. 无人不以为然。
And it's all beyond all question.
就是神在肉身显现。
That is when God appeared in a body.
什么叫做神的家？
What is God's house?
神的家的意义是什么？
What is the meaning of God's house?
神的家的实际是什么？
What is the reality of God's house?
神的家就是活神的教会。
And that is the church of the living God.
神在肉身显现。
Because that's where God appears in a body.
每一次神在我们的肉身显现了。
Every time when God appears in our body.
这个地方才有神的家出现了。
And you know there is God's house.
神目睹神家的实际了。
And you will sense the reality of God's house.
才目睹神家的伟大生命了。
And you will sense and touch the greatness of life.
耶稣基督来到地上。
When Jesus came into the world.
道成了肉身。
He became a flesh.
因为活神在这借助了肉身表现的完全。
Therefore, through this body of Jesus Christ, the living God was manifested.
他复活了。
He resurrected later.
他升天了。
He ascended into heaven.
圣灵的约再回来了。
And he returned through his Holy Spirit.
他住在我们里面。
And he lived inside of our heart.
他也住在我们中间。
Also among and within us.
他就在我们的肉身再显现出来。
So he was able to be appeared in our flesh.
每一次耶稣基督在我们肉身显现。
And every time when Jesus Christ appeared in our flesh.
每一次神在肉身显现。
Every time when God appears in our flesh.
都要看见神的家在这个地方。
That's the time we're going to see the reality of God's house.
太 大的一件事情了。
And this is such a great thing.
要被圣灵称义。
That will be vindicated by the Holy
Spirit. 天使要观察。
And will be seen by angels.
要被传于外邦。
And will be preached in the nation.
要被世人信服。
Will be believed on in the world.
要被置在荣耀里。
And will be taken up in His glory.
身带肉身显现。
And that's when God appears in the flesh.
弟兄姊妹，到处看见主在我们肉身显现吗？
Do we allow God to be seen in our flesh?
你在你的家庭中，在你的生活里，有没有让神显现
？In our daily life, do we allow God to be seen in us?
你做事接触你同事的时候
，When we go to work,
一天八个小时上班
，8 hours we spend at work,
要把火的神彰显在那里呀、啊。
Do we manifest this living God at workplace?
我想起我很年轻的一件故事。
I remember a story when I was very young.
有一个弟兄是个很粗的粗人。
And there was this uneducated brother.
在上海呢，很多房子叫龙堂房子，一个龙堂里头好多家，好多家哈。
In the city of Shanghai, many small houses connected together.
那个老人就住在那个一个房子里面。
And he lived in one of them.
他得救的时候大改变。
And once he was saved, he was greatly changed.
早就起来就充满他。
And every morning he would get up and
祷告的那么热切的哈。
And he would pray fervently.
一祷告就和主都是连在一起了。
And he would be so connected with the Lord in prayer.
他常常一句话说：“主啊，我可惜年老了。”
He often says, "Lord, I'm so old now."
我也没有受过教育。
And neither am I well educated.
我是个没有知识的人。
I'm a person with poor education background.
我也年纪大了。
And I'm getting old. 所
以没有办法侍奉你。
I cannot serve you now.
我真的想侍奉你。
But I truly want to serve you.
他一直在祷告。
So he kept on praying like that.
主讲话。
Until one day the Lord spoke.
因为这个弄龙堂巷子啊，没有人扫的，你知道吧
？He said, "Look at this little streets out here."
这个大家都住的地方，为什么我去扫啊
？And nobody sweeping clean the streets.
脏的不得了。
It's so filthy and dirty.
主讲话了。
So the Lord said,
你要侍奉我。
He said, "You want to serve me?"
是主，我要侍奉你。
He said, "Yes, Lord, I want to serve you."
每天清早去扫龙堂。
Every day, early in the morning, go on and sweep the streets.
扫龙堂就侍奉主。
He said, "That's how I serve you."
对了，这就是侍奉我。
Yes, indeed.
啊，他去扫路上扫这个喜乐，真是。
So with great joy, he went to sweep the streets.
因为他真的觉得他是侍奉主啊。
Because he felt he was really serving the Lord.
一边唱诗啊。
He would be singing and sweeping.
哦，你是天上之乐。
He said, "Oh, you are the joy of heaven."
圣徒之爱啊。
And you are the love of the saints.
已经领我引于爱河。
And you have brought me to the river of love.
师父，自己深广啊。
And he's so great an immense.
他对面住着工程师。
And right across his little house was an engineer.
那这个不仅是知识的人，是很时髦的人啊。
Was a very smart guy and well educated.
不清楚。
But he did not believe in Jesus.
好多次到礼拜堂听福音，刚硬得很。
He went to church many times, but he never received the Lord. He did not want to believe.
清早啊，他都听见这个龙堂里有人唱歌，唱那么甜美呢。
He said early in the morning, he heard the sweet singing in this on the street.
他这个楼要看一看。
So he look out. What happened?
这个老人在扫龙堂。
He said, "Oh, there was this old man sweeping the street." And he's doing that every day.
哪有那么傻坏呀？
Kind of dumb, isn't it?
这个龙堂是我们众人的，那一个人扫干什么呀
？This is a street used commonly by everybody. Why is he sweeping?
中国人的表现民族的特性了。
And that's the one characteristic about Chinese.
啊，最自私的，谁去扫你龙堂去
？Everybody's quite selfish. We don't want to sweep the street.
这龙堂现在干干净净的扫着呢。
Every morning you walk out, say, "Wow, clean street."
有一天，这真是一个奇怪。
So one day he could not help.
真是感动，这个老人真是啊。
Partially kind of touched by what he did.
早点起来啊。
So he decided to get up early.
去见到他了。
To talk to the guy.
说你为什么一个人扫龙堂的
？He said, "Why are you sweeping the street by yourself?"
你都不干的事。
This is something other people won't want to do.
你天天做。
And you're doing it every day.
把这个龙堂扫的那么干净，每天清早扫。
And you have cleaned the street so nicely.
扫那么高兴吗？
And you're so happy about it.
那么喜乐吧
？So joyful when you do it.
为什么呀
？Why is that?
啊，这个老人拿这个扫把就。给他讲话了。
This old man holding onto his broom and said,
流泪给他做见证啊。
In tears he testified.
主在我里面啊。
He said, "Because the Lord is in me."
他爱我。
And he loves me.
我亏欠他呀。
And I'm short of his grace.
我没有办法报答他呀。
I don't know how to repay
him
back.
我要侍奉他呀。
So I want to find a way to serve.
主在侍奉我，叫扫龙堂啊。
So the Lord said, "You want to serve me?"
今天我扫这个被主充满呢。
So I was cleaning and be filled by love.
我扫的这么喜乐法呀。
So I clean with great joy.
就听他讲完了。
So he finished saying these things.
工程师说我要信耶稣了。
And the engineer says, "I want to believe in Jesus too."
多少有名的传道人没有叫我能信耶稣啊
？And many famous pastors would not be not convinced.
在你身上，耶稣是活的。
But I see this living Jesus on you.
在你身上，神是活的。
I can tell your God is living.
我最深地方受感动了。
And I'm so deeply touched.
这样为神我也要。
I want the same kind of God you have.
爱我耶稣基督为救主我也要啊。
I want this kind of Savior.
啊，那个老人。把他洗了，带到教会里边，让他受浸啊。
So he brought him to the church and he was baptized.
是什么
？What is it？
是神在肉身显现了。
It is God that appears in the flesh.
很小的一件事。
It's a small matter.
神显现了。
But God can appear.
要做些大事。
And then big things can happen.
我们一些很小的动作。
A small action.
让神先卸了。
But we let people see God in it. Then God can come out through that small matter.
生命在这里流出去的。
And the life of God can come out through that.
神的家在这里彰显。
Therefore, you see the reality of the house of God.
神家就这么建造起来的。
And that's how His house is built up gradually.
这些小事到农场。
And this is just a small thing, cleaning the street.
听我讲到要值钱多了。
Yet in the eyes of God, it's more valuable than me preaching here.
要被圣灵称义啊。
Will be vindicated by the Spirit.
要被天使查看啊。
And be seen by angels.
要被传于外邦啊。
And be preached among nations.
要被世人信服啊。
And will be believed on in the world.
要被接在荣耀里。
And will be one day taken up to the glory.
我们弟兄到荣耀里去的时候。
When our dear old brother goes into glory.
还能看见他扫龙堂这件事。
And he's going to see the glory through his little deed.
我们到荣耀里去的时候。
When we go to the glory of the Lord,
还能看见我们弟兄扫龙堂所留给我们的生命。
We're going to see the life he accumulated when he sweeps the street.
大在敬虔奥秘。
How great is the mystery of
God? 神在肉身显现。
That is God appear in the body.
你看孩子肉身显现。
You can see an even small child.
你管孩子肉身显现。
And you can reveal God when you take care of kids.
扫地做菜都是神显现。
Or cleaning or cooking, you can let God be seen.
天天去上班。最最苦闷的事都有神在显现。
Even most boring job, we can let God be seen through us.
大在敬虔的奥秘。
Great is the mystery of godliness.
在肉身显现。
That is God is appear in a body.
被圣灵称义。
And vindicated by the Spirit.
被天使看见。
Seen by angels.
被传于外邦。
And be preached among nations.
被世人信服。
And be believed on in the world.
被接在荣耀里。
And taken up in glory.
神的家是个伟大的属灵生命。
Therefore, the house of God is a great spiritual life.
神的家是个弟兄的爱。
It's where you see brotherly love.
神的爱是神的儿子掌权。
It's the place where God's son rules.
神的家是神在肉身显现。
Also where you see God appears in bodily form.
677首。
Let's sing the song again, 677.